We trampled over Monday, completely destroyed Monday. Praise Jesus. Thank you, God, for allowing us to wake today and serve you on this Tuesday. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the 10th day of January, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, millions of Americans are now waking up to the wave of sudden collapses and deaths among young and healthy people in this country and around the world, for that matter. They're happening. And they're happening way, way more often than they used to. So, of course, in response, the propaganda machine has to go into overdrive. Last Thursday, USA Today ran an entire article whose purpose is to make people think that cardiac arrest in young people is actually just routine. Something that just happens all the time. Actually, thousands of kids die of heart attacks every year, the article says. And there's other propaganda out there as well. In the last couple of years, we've had studies warning that kids can suffer heart attacks thanks to bizarre causes like skipping breakfast, or gardening, or taking showers that last too long, or climate change, or too much sarcasm, playing video games, suffering from pandemic stress, literally anything except the obvious, the myocarditis-inducing poisonous bioweapon clot shot that they forced millions of kids to get, and then boosters for on top. Dr. Ben Carson served as President Trump's HUD secretary. He's now the founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. That's a new think tank whose mission is to promote the four founding principles which must be the cornerstones of our country today: faith, liberty, community, and life. Of course, if we value life, then one of the most important things that we can do is protect our young people from getting injected with this bioweapon that the Biden administration is trying to foist onto them. Dr. Ben Carson joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. So good to be with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're a doctor, a brilliant one at that, brain surgeon. Is this normal? I mean, am I missing the boat here? Kids having heart attacks, dropping dead from taking showers that last too long?
Well, you know, the serious problem is that people have lost faith in our public health medical system because there's been so much misinformation. And they characterize anybody who opposes them as the one who is transmitting misinformation. That's a real problem. You know, we have to look at the facts. Now, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, the Surgeon General in Florida, looked at a study. It wasn't a traditionally scientifically conducted study, but just looking at the incidence of sudden cardiac death in young men ages 18 to 39, and saw an 84% increase in the 28 days following COVID vaccination. Now, could it be something else? You know, could it be something that was in the eggs they ate? It could be. I mean, there are all kinds of could-bes. But you have to kind of, at some point, employ your brain and say, these are young, healthy people who are doing just fine and compared against the sample of young, healthy people and times before they got the COVID vaccine, there's an 84% increase. Is there something going on? And the question should be asked. We don't necessarily say that there's conclusive evidence, but the question needs to be asked and it needs to be investigated. Also, this is not a phenomenon that is only going on in the United States. You look at countries like Denmark, France, Germany, and some others in Europe who have limited the distribution of the Moderna mRNA vaccine for people under the age of 30. So there are a number of people who are seeing a correlation. And I think we need to be willing to take an open look at what's going on with an open mind and let the facts take us where they need to be and not the ideology.
Dr. Peter McCullough is one of the world's leading cardiologists. He'll be here momentarily, to talk about Damar Hamlin and his status and his collapse on the field. Dr. Carson, the historical average for professional athletes collapsing on the field of play is 5 to 10, never more than 10 in a year. In the last fiscal year, there have been over 1,100 professional athletes that have collapsed. So I think the open mind, critical thinking, independent thinking, any person of any kind of intellectual capacity whatsoever should be able to look at what's right in front of their eyes and say the only thing that has changed over the last fiscal year is not that kids are taking longer showers or too much sarcasm or, you know, playing too many video games. These things have been in existence for quite some time. The only thing that has changed is this injection. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, look at what we consider science these days. Children who have a 0.025% chance of death or serious complications, if they contract COVID, we want to give them the vaccine when they have almost a zero chance of having a problem, and we have no idea what the long-term implications and complications will be. Why would you do that? You know, when you're looking at benefits versus risk, why would you do that? And there really is no good scientific explanation for doing something like that.
You're a man of faith, Dr. Carson. Do you believe that there's something more going on here? Why would you do that? Why would you force these kids to get this injection that, you know, ostensibly has killed three times as many people in its short period of availability as every other previous vaccine combined?
Why put together?
There's no threshold for death here. And you alluded to the fact that kids were virtually immune to any serious complications from COVID-19, whatever that is. And now we're still forcing this on them despite all of these VAERS reports, which, by the way, are largely reported by doctors under the threat of, you know, serious trouble. You can get a big problems for falsifying that report. Is there something more cynical, more diabolical, more nefarious happening here, Dr. Carson, in your opinion?
Well, I do wonder about that. You know, I've wondered about it, tried to figure out why would they be doing that? Why would the medical profession be going along with this? You know, they're supposed to be protecting patients. They've taken the Hippocratic Oath. Why are they going along with it? I don't know. There must be something going on.
Well, their licenses are being threatened. They're not going to be able to practice medicine. The hospitals and healthcare systems that they work for have leverage over them. You won't have a job here anymore. We saw that happen exactly with Peter McCullough. Baylor sued him for being a vaccine skeptic. So, and speaking out about these shots and masking and COVID protocols in general, you can't do it. If you do it, you lose your livelihood. You will not any longer be able to provide for your family.
Well, you know, there are a lot of doctors who, as you know, have spoken out, and many of them have been canceled or had other punishments meted out to them. So it is worrisome. And if doctors who are supposed to be the protectors of our society fall victim to that, what hope is there for the rest of us? And at some point, we have to recognize if we're going to be the land of the free, we also have to be the home of the brave. People have to be willing to stand up for what's right, because otherwise it'll be like a steamroller and we'll just keep going. And this country will look very different. And it already looks different. I've talked to a number of people from other countries recently, and they all have the same question. What's happened to the United States? Even the French are asking. I mean, if the French are asking what's happening, you know you're in trouble.
So what do you think is happening?
I think that there are forces that want to fundamentally change our nation. You know, you go back to Nikita Khrushchev 60 years ago, who told Eisenhower, your grandchildren's children will live under communism and we won't have to fire a shot. There's been a long-term effort to change who we are. We're talking about what's going on in our public schools. This is not something new. This has been going on for a long time, an attempt to indoctrinate our kids, which is why we have the Little Patriots program as part of American Cornerstone. Give the kids the real information about who we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But an honest appraisal will show you there's a heck of a lot more good than there is bad and ugly.
The Little Patriots program, another part of the American Cornerstone Institute that I was unaware of. Quickly, I've got about a minute left here. Faith, liberty, community, and life. Not only should that be restored to our medical industrial complex, but also in every household, under every roof. How does the American Cornerstone Institute help families to realize those principles?
Well, I would say the easiest thing is for people to go to AmericanCornerstone.org, look at the multitudinous programs we have there, including our More Perfect Union program, our Executive Branch for America program, which teaches people how our government actually works, teaches people about our Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, about the Declaration of Independence, what all of these things actually mean, how they tie into making this an incredible country, and how we, the American people, are not each other's enemies. And we're being manipulated into believing that we're each other's enemies, because that's the only way to bring this country down.
Yeah. In so many ways, too. It's not just about COVID-19. It's not just about, you know, anti-vax. And you're automatically an anti-vaxxer if you question any of this. That you're just, that you're thrown into that. Why? Because now they can polarize a division between myself and somebody who is on their fifth or sixth booster and watering their houseplants with mRNA technology. We now could never, ever bridge a gap between us. That is division. That is division. Okay. Infiltration is happening here. The largest PSYOP that we've ever seen before. Forever wars happening all over the place. The Ukraine-Russia thing, we're not seeing the truth. The nomination and election of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. We saw a public deal. What about the private deal details? We didn't see any of that. We see a corporate government crime syndicate here, a fake government that is not representative of the people, in fact, going to work in the interests that actually hurt American people and put other countries that are adversarial to our country first. The list goes on and on. Racism, I mean, you name it.
Right.
These are just issues that can be polarized for division. Final words, 30
seconds. Well, the media is perhaps one of the biggest culprits in all of this.
Absolutely.
Because they have neglected their duty. The reason that the media, the press, is the only business protected by the Constitution is because they were supposed to disseminate unbiased information to the people so that the people could express their will. But how will they know what their will is if they're getting bogus information all the time?
That's right. And when we tell the truth over here, or at least openly discuss matters that are important that families are talking about at their dinner tables across America, we get labeled as shock jocks or crazy Christian white nationalists. Unbelievable. Dr. Carson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stuart.
You bet. Okay, take this website down, restorefreedomrally.org. Restorefreedomrally.org. You know, in this health freedom movement and in this take back America movement and in this save America movement, there are a lot of fake patriots, a lot of grifters and frauds and phonies that are just raking in the dough, filling up big arenas and stadiums, having concerts essentially, really, but giving you no remedy, never moving the ball at all, never moving the ball. They just chant catchy phrases and take all kinds of money for it. It reminds me of those big mega churches. The last thing that they're actually there to do is get into God's word. Teach the gospel to people. Bring people to Jesus Christ. They're not there to do that. No. Just make sure that you put money in the collection plate. Oh, and by the way, you don't even need to come to church anymore. Actually, just watch us on our viral YouTube channels or watch us on TV and then make sure that you click that link and donate. You better tithe. You got to do that. It's your duty to God. It's disgusting, actually. But right now, I want you to write this website down, restorefreedomrally.org. It's not like that. This is real remedy, real planning. It's happening this January, starting on the 20th in Orlando, Florida. And if you can find a way to get there, please go. Restorefreedomrally.org. Go there right now. Restorefreedomrally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
If not for having access to physical gold and silver, I would say that virtually every American was going to lose everything that they've ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession. Carlos Cortez, our financial expert, predicting a full-blown depression. The ink isn't dry yet on the $40 billion check that I'm sure Kevin McCarthy is eager to send over to the Nazi in Ukraine. That's Zelensky, the guy that wraps himself in leather, plays the piano with his penis, and dresses in high heels. Yeah, so they're stealing from us. They're going to take all of your money. Not to mention the great financial reset, resetting all of the electronic banking systems to zero. Checking account, saving account, 401k, IRA, investment accounts, all of these things. So protect yourself. Get gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Up to $10,000 in free silver for you with a qualified account. When you call GoldCo today and mention Stu Peters, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So over and over again, you'll hear people say, and we can't hold Big Pharma accountable for the damage that they've caused because of what our lovely and brave U.S. Congress did. In the PrEP Act they rushed through 3 years ago, they gave Pfizer and Moderna and all of the rest of them basically total immunity for anything that they did. So they could just manufacture poison and sell it to millions of people. And thanks to the PrEP Act, they can't get sued. At least that's what everybody says. And it's what Big Pharma wants everyone to believe, of course. But Karen Kingston says all of this is one big psyop engineered by lawyers and lobbyists to protect Pfizer and its profits. According to Karen, Pfizer has already broken that special shield that they received from their FDA emergency use authorization, and so they are fair game for accountability. In fact, Karen has been making this case for more than a year now. She did it on this program. It's a good thing we saved tape.
In the Army agreement with Pfizer, they clearly state you're going to file phase 1, 2, 3 all at the same time. They clearly state that you are going to file a BLA, but it doesn't matter if you get it or not. Like these are the statements. And they also clearly state, don't worry, you're going to have complete immunity under the PrEP Act. But here's the thing, Stu, they got approval on August 23rd. I've shown the viewers the letter, right? And it says, you know, it's to Pfizer and they're giving authorization to BioNTech to manufacture and distribute the vaccine in the United States. BioNTech is the manufacturing partner. And Pfizer is saying to the American people, we're the manufacturer, we're the marketer. And you go back to the agreements and you can see that they interchange them to create confusion. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with Pfizer. And when they sent that letter out to the healthcare providers saying, we got FDA approval for Comirnaty and they put their little logo on it, I got the lot numbers from your show. I looked them up in VAERS. There's 51 deaths so far. There's 94 disabilities and over 400 hospitalizations from Comirnaty. From those six lots that Pfizer sent a letter out saying, we got FDA approval. These are the lots that are biological license application compliant with the approved Comirnaty. They broke the law and so did the FDA. The FDA is in a lot of trouble because they approved something that they called a vaccine, which by the FDA's own definition is a viral gene-based therapy, which causes the immune system to attack self and to produce disease-causing viral strands that can infect other people.
Okay, so Karen, that was you last year. A million and a half people have viewed that particular broadcast. I believe it was titled Game Over, We Win. So now you have people that are out here, Sasha Latapova, Steve Bannon, I believe Dr. Robert Malone, all kinds of people saying, no, the approval never happened. And this is still what's being told to people. So the real PSYOP is that.
The real PSYOP is that Pfizer has immunity and that the FDA approval never happened. Or, I mean, let's go down memory lane real quick. I went on your show August 25th, 2021, said game over, FDA approval happened. Why is it game over? Because the biological license application, what's called an initial new drug application process, is a separate authority and process from an emergency use authorized product. It's not protected by the PrEP Papa Cures Act. It's a separate process. I'm going to actually read straight from the FDA guidance. Submission of an initial new drug application is not required for an EUA product unless the EUA product can be used for more than 6 months, and you have to start that process. But it can be under evaluation through such mechanisms. It also says here that the EUA authority is separate and distinct from use of a medical product under investigational application under Section 564 and 561. What does that mean? The people that were in the clinical trials, first of all, all those injuries, they have lawsuits against Pfizer. And then when the FDA approval happened, the shield was broken because under emergency use authorization law, there are two types of medical countermeasures. There are ones that have not gone through the FDA approval process, which you can use for 6 months. And there are others that have gone through the FDA approval process, but they're being used for off-label use. So here's the thing. When the FDA approval process happened on August 25th, the shield was broken. Why? Because Pfizer, as I said, sent out a letter saying, here's product that's compliant with FDA approved product. So that meant the FDA approved product now under the law, under PREP Act, Popper Cures, and all the EUA laws, now has to replace the EUA product. Also, under the law, if a 10-year-old thinks the FDA approval process happened and goes to Pfizer's Comirnaty website, and they think if I go to see my doctor, I'm going to get FDA approved product, that's the law that stands. So that's simply the law. And now what's happened recently is, and I've gone over this with the attorneys, you know, all of the attorneys, and they still seem to want to cover for Pfizer.
Why? You know, I mean, Why are they covering for Pfizer? And Dr. Malone, what?
Dr. Malone originally said it was just for BioNTech. It wasn't for Pfizer, right? That was his first thing. He said, what's this BioNTech you speak of? And Dr. Malone's an expert, right? So Dr. Malone didn't look at the initial new drug application with BioNTech and Pfizer's name on it. He didn't look at the FDA approval that was addressed to Pfizer. He didn't look at the biological license application. You know, he didn't look at the DOD contract, which had Pfizer and BioNTech. As I told Bobby Kennedy, it's a marriage. Those two are equally responsible. And it doesn't matter if the contract says BioNTech's the manufacturer when Pfizer then becomes the manufacturer. And when in the FDA approval letter, it says, yeah, BioNTech's the manufacturer. But if you go to page two, it starts listing out Pfizer manufacturing facilities in the United States. So all of that's nullified. They are culpable under the law. And that's the problem. So now Sasha Latapovia, she's done a lot of interviews. And I want to read verbatim something that she did with an interview with Clayton. I'm not sure that I don't know the show's name. I apologize. But what she says here is these are not vaccines. Okay, I agree with her on that one, right? They're bioweapons. They are countermeasures. So they don't have to inform the subjects. They can use a lot of secrecy. They don't have to run clinical trials. That's not true. They have to run clinical trials if they're going to use an EUA product for more than 6 months. They are not required because these products cannot be investigational products. That's what the law says. And I'll get to that in a second. If they cannot be investigational use products, then we don't have any investigation. We don't have any clinical trial subjects. So that's how they are pulling this off. If they cannot be investigational use products, then we don't have any investigation, right? And she says, so they do not do proper clinical trials. So as a result, we have this theatrical performance called clinical trials, but they are not actually real. Based on the laws, they are used here and invoked in the process. Clinical trials are not required at all and in fact cannot be conducted. And she did this on Laura Logan too. And they're like, oh, Sasha, that's brilliant. It's not brilliant. It's stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone say. What she is saying is like, here, this is a sample. Let's say it's a free sample. This product you're being sold in a store. These are different products under the law, right? So you say, well, if there's a sample, then anything I ever brought in a store is a PSYOP. It doesn't make any sense, Stu. It's absolutely moronic. When I say that these are legally distinct products, it doesn't mean that the clinical trials never happened. It meant that there are other laws that govern the clinical trials. It means that there are other laws that govern an FDA-approved product. It means that there are other laws if you are under the impression that the FDA approval happened because it did. And now to cover for Pfizer, the latest expert is a Ukrainian contract research organization executive who is saying the clinical trials never happened. They were a PSYOP, so you can't go after Pfizer. But she does say in the interview, I encourage that you do, but just so you know, you can't. And that's a lie. Do you understand how that doesn't make any sense to say, because a medical countermeasure is separate from an FDA approved product, the FDA approval never happened?
So I don't know what her qualifications are. What are yours?
I'm 25 years in the industry. I was trained by Pfizer. You know, yes, it was through sales. So most people don't understand when you go through sales training, you actually go through in 3 months, basically 2 years of of medical school, like reading and understanding. I'm also a strategist and an analyst. My job, you know, when I worked at Klein Davis Mann all the way to when I ran my own agency, is to work to make sure that doctors, consumers, investors, lawyers, the regulatory field, the marketing departments are all on the same page as far as what you can and cannot say to an audience, whether it's consumers or doctors or investors. We're all on the same page, and we're all on the same page as far as what it is we want to accomplish. And I have to make sure that it's all legally compliant. I have been brought in after McKinsey gave them a $5 million plan that was going to get a Johnson & Johnson or a Pfizer fined. And they brought me in to say, Karen, we're in trouble. Fix this situation. So I know laws. I know contracts. I know scientific evidence. And I know how to convert it so people can understand it. And I have to tell you that if this contract research organization came in and said, you know, in a meeting, we said, what's going on with our phase three trials? And they said, well, they're a PSYOP because under the contract, it states that, well, under the contract, it says we're supposed to do this trial, but we know that it's a PSYOP because there's another company that's doing a similar trial or something like that. I would say fire these people. They would be fired.
So here we are a year later, Pfizer and the rest are still not being held accountable. So what gives?
They're not being held accountable because it's called extrinsic fraud. So experts, unfortunately, attorneys are working with experts such as Sasha Lapovia, and if she's advising them to say Pfizer can't be held accountable, then they're going into a courtroom, you know, and it's futile. It's going to be thrown out because she's saying, look, under the Prep Pauper Cures Act, these clinical trials never happened. You know, I did an interview with Bobby Kennedy on November 30th, and we actually went through all of this information. And I actually specifically said to Bobby, look, everyone in those clinical trials has a lawsuit against Pfizer. They're separate and distinct laws than the EUA product. He hasn't aired the interview yet. I also went through and explained the relationship between Pfizer and BioNTech and how Pfizer is ultimately held accountable. I went through the contracts with him too. And, you know, Sasha says, well, the contract is to make a medical countermeasure, not a pharmaceutical product. That's also misleading. It is to make a vaccine medical countermeasure, but it cannot be released on the American people without the FDA's independent emergency use authorization process or the FDA's independent approval process. We went over this on your show last week. I also went over this stuff with Bobby Kennedy, right? So it clearly states, the contract states, you are working with the FDA independently to make sure that the product is effective and it has to be safe. That's what the contract says. Now, Sasha is saying that there were secret meetings, and maybe there are. Maybe there were secret meetings. I'm sure there was, but that's not what you bring into a court of law. You know, you bring Pfizer into a court of law saying, look, you were contracted to make a safe and effective vaccine. I mean, they were. I mean, it could be maybe effective. And you worked with the FDA to override the safety laws. And the FDA actually there was an article in Epoch Times over the weekend that stated that the FDA said, yeah, we sidestepped a lot of our safety and efficacy regulations to provide the FDA approval. So the FDA admitted they broke the law. So the law was broken. That is not protected under the PREP Act. And I think that is so important for people to say. And then, you know, as far as the contract's concerned, yes, the contract does designate Pfizer as a covered person, but the entire contract is null and void because they didn't develop a safe and effective vaccine. They actually unleashed a bioweapon. So what does that mean? That is the most horrific crime you can actually commit. They produced a product that doesn't prevent infection, doesn't prevent disease. It was done under fraudulent and criminal research. So it wasn't done under bona fide research, and it causes harm. So that by definition is a bioweapon. You can't contract to commit a crime. So they can't be covered as a willful, as a covered person because you cannot contract to commit a crime. It's that simple. And I don't understand what's happening is these experts are coming forward and they're talking in circles and making things confusing. I spoke to Brooke Jackson's attorney too about his false claims. I said, well, you're gonna have a problem with the false claims because you filed it before the FDA approval, and that's what it's supposed to be for. And he goes, well, the government was in on the fraud. And that's the Escobar case from 2016, right? And if they don't think it's material, it doesn't have a material effect, then they can actually commit fraud. Well, if you look under the Childhood Protection Safety Act, Section 3, you know, actually, technically, misleading claims are covered. Some kind of fraud is covered. But Section 3 states if that fraud or misleading claim is part of another crime, such as unleashing a bioweapon, then you don't have immunity. And I don't understand how there are no attorneys and there are no experts that don't understand that you cannot contract to commit a crime and that you cannot contract to unleash a bioweapon. It goes against five laws of crimes against humanity to protect, you know, to protect all citizens around the globe. It goes against the Universal Code for Military Justice. There is no shielding Pfizer anymore. The FDA approval absolutely happened. People saying that the FDA approval and the whole clinical trials was a PSYOP. That is the PSYOP. You know, it's the latest spin to stop us from going after Pfizer. And I'm going after Pfizer. I'm done. I told you, I've been talking to people in different counties and different states, and we are going after them with criminal charges. You know, all these, you know, trillion-dollar lawsuits and stuff. Bravo. Great show. You're doing a great show. But we need to bring criminal charges directly against Pfizer. And why experts and attorneys are covering for them, I don't know. But I do know this. The last thing Pfizer wants is a lawsuit brought against them, because they have to then disclose that to their investors. And if they're, you know, and once their investors know what Pfizer has done, then the whole house of cards crumbles.
And those investors can also sit before a citizens grand jury, or whatever form of justice panel is going to be assembled. Nuremberg 2, Nuremberg 3, I don't know. Citizen posses to go round these people up and extradite them to the state in the county where a real constitutional lawman wants to carry out the sentences that are imposed by that citizen grand jury. It's going to happen. And yeah, full disclosure, Karen Kingston and I have had off-record conversations on background regarding the states and the counties where this is going to happen. And I believe that it is going to happen. Matter of fact, I know it's going to happen. So the people like Dr. Robert Malone and Sasha Latapova and all these other people who are making up stories seemingly to defend Pfizer, ostensibly, that's the only thing that I can see what they're doing. I don't know what their motives are, but guess what? There are going to be a lot of open chairs at these citizens' grand juries, and we can sit you down too. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So some absolutely massive news broke last night thanks to Elon Musk and Alex Berenson. So Musk gave Berenson access to a huge trove of internal Twitter documentation about how it handled its COVID policies. And on Monday night, Berenson revealed Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb aggressively pressured Twitter executives to take action against corrosive posts questioning his company's vaccines. Publicly, Gottlieb was saying that he wasn't doing anything to suppress debate about the vaccines and their safety. But that was a lie. And we now know for a fact that that was a lie. And Gottlieb should be arrested for that and prosecuted. Because in private, he was doing the exact opposite, getting Twitter to restrict and hide tweets that undermine Pfizer's stock price. Disgusting. By the way, one of those tweets that Gottlieb went after wasn't even from someone like us, or Mr. Berenson, for that matter. No, it was a tweet by Dr. Brett Garrour, a former head of the FDA, just like Gottlieb himself. And all Garrour's tweet said was that natural immunity was better than any vaccines. But Garrour's tweet even still encouraged people to go and get this bioweapon injection, but none of that mattered. No. For Gottlieb, even that tweet needed to be taken out, so he got Twitter to restrict it from being shared. How many lives did that cost? So we'll be talking about these revelations very soon, but we also want to talk about this, the latest in the Damar Hamlin story. 8 days have passed now since DeMar Hamlin's stunning on-field collapse during Monday Night Football, live televised in front of a viewing audience of 10 million people. So according to the latest official updates, Hamlin is now out of bed and walking around, despite dying suddenly on a football field and having to be resuscitated. Despite being sedated and hooked up to a ventilator, he's now flying around in airplanes. He's been successfully transferred from Cincinnati back to Buffalo to continue his recuperation. No doctors are saying what happened here. No doctors are saying what caused this. As a matter of fact, in the press conference or in the press release, doctors at Cincinnati said something about they will continue to investigate what may have caused this in Buffalo. So they're discharging somebody from an ICU to get on an airplane and fly without knowing what caused him to die suddenly on a football field in front of 10 million people. Forgive me for being a skeptic. Doctors have described Hamlin's recovery as miraculous. And perhaps it was. It's possible that no athlete has had more prayers said on his behalf than DeMar Hamlin. And of course, if this was a miracle, it's also a miracle that it was only possible because Hamlin's collapse happened at an NFL football game with an elite medical crew ready on the scene to treat him immediately. If Hamlin were literally anywhere else, if he were at home, if he was at the coffee shop, if he was even in the parking lot at that stadium, he almost certainly wouldn't be here today. And of course, that's the thing. We know that countless other people are out here dying suddenly. But their stories aren't getting heard because they aren't performing for millions of people on live television on an NFL football field. Well, from the moment of Hamlin's collapse, we knew that we wanted to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough all about it. McCullough is one of the world's leading cardiologists. He's the chief scientific officer for the wellness company, which you can find at dissidentdoctors.com. That's my favorite group of doctors, by the way. Go there, check them out. I trust them. I encourage you to do the research. Dissidentdoctors.com. Anyway, Dr. McCullough was watching the entire DeMar Hamlin episode live when it happened. He's very loudly pushed back against those denying that the link between a COVID shot and what happened to DeMar is the plausible explanation. The damage caused by one of these shots could absolutely play a role in weakening the heart and making it vulnerable to stoppage. Dr. McCullough joins us now to talk more about DeMar Hamlin and the big bombshells over at Twitter. Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with DeMar Hamlin. I'm a little perplexed by this. I'm always a skeptic. I'm not saying that anybody's lying here. But what we understand is that this guy suffered two heart stoppages, was resuscitated twice, was sedated, was hooked up to a ventilator, and now he's flying around on planes and walking around. And the Twitter post here and other press conferences say that the doctors in Cincinnati released him so that those in Buffalo could figure out what caused all of this. So you're going to release a man from a hospital intensive cardiac care unit without even knowing what caused this. Can you make some sense of all of this for us?
Stu, I provided some insight to America, actually on Tucker Carlson within 24 hours of the arrest. And what I said specifically, that he was going to survive. And I knew he was going to survive and neurologically recover based on work I had done in the 1990s. I published with Dr. Richard Thompson in the American Journal of Cardiology. And, you know, all his resuscitative parameters, even though it looked so scary on the field, told me that he was going to survive. He actually even had a little bit of motion as he was intubated on the field and had recovery of spontaneous circulation. So I was the only cardiologist, actually the only doctor in the world, that correctly predicted what was going to happen. Now, once he got to the hospital, his uncle reported that there was another arrest, and that was not verified. In fact, he retracted that. He had a usual post-resuscitative course. Chances are there was some secretions that went into the lungs, what's called aspiration. He may even have suffered some broken ribs or some of the costochondral cartilage. That's common with CPR. But I predicted that he would come off the ventilator expeditiously, which he did. He required some oxygen afterwards, and he had the usual monitoring, really nothing special. I also predicted before he was released that he was going to be released because of a technology called Life Vest. And Stu, what this is there's a Life Vest that can be worn almost like a life preserver. It can detect a rhythm and then provide a shock if needed. And that allows him to actually be released. He can both either inpatient in Buffalo or outpatient undergo additional testing, which will include cardiac MRI. will include either buccal swab or blood tests for genetic abnormalities that could have played a role in this cardiac arrest regarding his heart electrolyte channels, and then electrophysiologic studies and potentially heart catheterization. The big decision in his case is, does he get an implantable cardio defibrillator? And I can tell you, studying hundreds of athletes who have had cardiac arrest and survived, the vast majority get an implanted ICD, because if nothing is changed, another cardiac arrest could occur. And as you pointed out, he may not be right in the situation where he could be resuscitated. And so he needs the support internally.
So what's your prediction on this? We know that he's vaccinated, obviously, that he received these shots, likely the boosters. 95% of the NFL is vaccinated. If he wasn't vaccinated, those doctors in Cincinnati at the press conference would have reiterated that 1,000 times. They stayed away from that topic like the plague. We have to go after this. I mean, people are dying suddenly all over the place. Unprecedented amounts of athletes are collapsing and dropping dead. Healthy people, kids, people in the prime of their physical condition. So do you expect any truth will come out about what actually caused this?
Yeah, let me just go over the timeline for your audience. This is really important. So early in 2021, the White House and Health and Human Services announced a financial program called the COVID Community Core Program. You can find this on a website called, you know, We Can Do This. And in there, they disclosed $13 billion flow to various organizations. Prominently, one of them is the NFL. The NFL, Stu, receives government money to push the vaccines. Now, in June of 2021, the FDA comes out and says the vaccines cause myocarditis. They cause heart inflammation. Our guidelines in cardiology say that if an athlete has myocarditis, either symptomatic or asymptomatic, they can't participate in sports because it can precipitate cardiac arrest. That's in our literature, Stu, before COVID. So then in the summer of 2021, the NFL announces a mandate, and there's a lot of press releases that says the NFL Player Association is not in agreement, that the players are reluctant to do this. The NFL forces mandates from the summer of 2021 all the way through March of 2022, and then they suddenly drop all COVID protocols, and there's no mention of COVID again. So we have 8 months of vaccination. As you pointed out, the NFL announces 95% of players are fully vaccinated, and they were very public, and the press was very public about the players who didn't want to take a vaccine, like fellow Bills player Cole Beasley, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Cam Newton and the Patriots, based on the press releases, probably lost his job because he wouldn't take the vaccine. So it was clear. I agree with you. The doctors at University of Cincinnati Medical Center, you could read the body language on them. They were not forthcoming about anything. By the time they came out with that press release, they knew what his echocardiogram showed and his EKG showed. And believe me, if it showed congenital heart disease or some new abnormality, they would have said it. They knew what the electrolytes were, the sodium, potassium, magnesium. If he had an extreme electrolyte imbalance, that would have been stated. In fact, they said nothing. They stonewalled America. And I agree with you in that this is a public health priority. That this is just like vaccination status had to be announced before we go into a Bills game. Vaccination status now has to be disclosed in each case of cardiac arrest.
So do you expect that that'll happen? I mean, we know this, Dr. McCullough. We know that Ernest Ramirez, who I know that you have met, lost his 16-year-old son. We know that Pfizer approached Ernest Ramirez with bribe money to shut up and stop talking about his dead son. He didn't take it because he's an upstanding person. I don't know the Hamlins. I know a lot of people would take big money like that, to which we know that Pfizer and Moderna have endless resources to go ahead and pay people off to get them to be quiet. But wouldn't the anger or the righteous indignation toward whoever did this to you as a healthy specimen of an elite athlete in the NFL, they did this to you, ostensibly ended your career. You nearly died twice, according to family, which I guess you said later retracted once. I mean, by all intents and purposes, you died suddenly on the field. You were brought back to life by this elite medical team of sorts. Why wouldn't you be out here screaming from the rooftops, don't get this shot?
Stu, that is one of the biggest questions that each family member, each victim really has to address internally. In the public, we're still, honestly, we are absolutely baffled why more people aren't coming forward. You know, in Europe, there may be several hundred survivors of on-the-field cardiac arrest, several hundred. And we haven't seen dozens and dozens come forward in a press conference. I watched all the NFL coverage. There wasn't a single player who came out on TV and expressed concern that this could be COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis and sudden death, of which the FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis, and the peer-reviewed literature says the myocarditis causes sudden cardiac death in autopsy studies. This is such a straight line connection. What I told Tucker Carlson, I said, listen, if I was a doctor receiving this patient in the hospital, and I've done that throughout decades of my career, the first question I would have asked is, did he take the vaccine? What brand? When were the doses administered? Were there any symptoms afterwards? What I'm suspecting, and until proven otherwise, would be the operating diagnosis, the working diagnosis, is that he had subclinical myocarditis from a prior injection that happened during this period of time of mandates. A small amount of inflammation and scar occurred in the heart. And then with the right conditions, you know, the big game, a surge of adrenaline at the right time, you know, it's after a tackle, he goes into, the electricity goes around the scar in a conduction pattern called reentry. He went into ventricular tachycardia. As he stood up, he was in it for a few seconds. It was fast. It took him down. He collapses. Then he goes into ventricular fibrillation. They get out there quickly. They put on the automatic external defibrillator, and it detects a shockable rhythm. You know, that humans don't decide this. The machine decides. It identifies a readily shockable rhythm. They shock him, and he comes back. I think that was the sequence. And unless the doctors come out with a plausible explanation, Stu, it is the vaccine until proven otherwise.
Yeah. If you were the receiving doctor, that would be your first question. That got you in trouble at your previous employer because you were a skeptic of these shots that are causing myocarditis and these weird fibrous clots of whatever this is. These people, these doctors in Buffalo that are receiving him are bound by the censorship, who they probably also receive money from, you know, ostensibly the federal government to push these shots, and they're poison pushers is what they are. So they're not asking because they want to save their own careers. Their speech is suppressed, which brings me to the next point, which we talked about at the top of the monologue here with Elon Musk and Alex Berenson, this trove of censorship that we're now learning about from Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb. What's your take on this?
You know, Scott Gottlieb was a young FDA commissioner, an underaccomplished academic physician, not someone of academic standing, wouldn't be somebody who would necessarily be viewed as an iconic, you know, leader in science, comes out and he looks young, hungry, and absolutely set up to go on the take. And what he did reportedly for $365,000 a year as a board member of Pfizer, he essentially defrauded America on behalf of Pfizer. What did he do? He became a frequent contributor to CNBC, which is the financial TV news station. He was on there giving statement after statement, juicing the stock price of Pfizer with the investors. And there was, you know, Andrew, Joe, and Becky on CNBC were just as culpable as Gottlieb, as they continued to juice the stock price of Pfizer. And he made, honestly, completely misleading statements on purpose, statements that, you know, undermined natural immunity, statements of safety and efficacy of the Pfizer vaccines without any data. And he did it with a straight face. And I can tell you, he's a pawn in a much, much bigger syndicate. And deeper investigation, I think, should go all the way to the top.
How many deaths could he be responsible for with the rhetoric that he was spewing over on MSNBC?
Right now, our CDC VAERS system for Americans has over 16,000 Americans have lost their lives shortly after the vaccine, as reported by doctors, nurses, coroners, paramedics. Vast majority of VAERS entries are done by doctors under the threat of federal fines or imprisonment. So when I do them, Stu, it's a very serious activity. 16,000 verified deaths in VAERS, and that's an underreport, because if I don't have the vaccine card, I can't make the entry. And if I don't have all the details. So the current estimate by FDA testimony by Dr. David Wiseman, also corroborated by epidemiology by Jessica Rose, our estimate of underreporting on that number is 30. So it's 30 times 16,000. We're talking over 450,000 Americans have lost their life shortly after taking one of the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, there is a tail, as there's more observation, there's a tail of events similar to Damar Hamlin's, where it may be many months after the vaccine and it's a sudden death event. So VAERS is actually capturing these now. And so my estimate is over 450,000 Americans. This is the biggest biological product safety catastrophe in human history.
And there seems to be no threshold for death. 3,000 roughly people died on September 11th. 9/11, 3,000 people died. Every single year, there is a huge 9/11 memorial. Water spilling over, names written everywhere. Every year we gather on the anniversary of that day, and all day long we read one by one those names with the tolling of a bell to memorialize 3,000 people. Dr. McCullough, we're talking about 450,000 people. There's not an event in world history, that can even hold a candle to what we're witnessing right now. It's unprecedented.
Stu, it exceeds all wars. It exceeds all natural disasters. There are newsreels from Europe where across the bridges of these wonderful rivers through the European cities, people have big easels and they're putting out pictures of their loved ones who have died shortly after taking these. Everyone knows now, you know, the Rasmussen report came out over the holidays and the bombshell number was that 28% of Americans know somebody who's died of one of these vaccines. It's perfectly consistent with the Michigan State University Mark Skidmore report, which has now been fully peer reviewed and published, where Skidmore found 22% of Americans knew somebody who was seriously injured or damaged with the vaccines, similar to the Zogby survey, where 15% of those vaccinated say they have a new medical problem they're seeking attention for. And consistent with the CDC VSafe data, over 10 million survey respondents, 7 to 8% of them are acutely hospitalized with severe illness or go to the emergency center or urgent care, and 25% are incapacitated. Stu, four separate independent survey studies suggest Americans know about the safety of these vaccines, independent of social media, major media, our efforts. They know, and they're learning about this by word of mouth. The uptake on vaccines now, Stu, is only 13% of people are keeping up on any boosters in the United States. And recently, I put out in my Substack, Courageous Discourse, CDC data. Out of any employer group that could have theoretically benefited from taking a vaccine to help their clients, it would have been nursing home workers, Stu. Nursing home workers. The current rate of nursing home workers taking any vaccine, 10%.
Yeah. I don't believe that these help anybody. I think they should all be seized and incinerated. And the people responsible for pushing them should face criminal prosecution. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. On December 7th, 2022, Dr. Peter McCullough concluded that U.S. Senate panel by saying, remove these shots from the market. Yeah, that's a great start. And then move into the accountability phase. Now, Nuremberg-style tribunals, citizen grand juries, 450-some-odd thousand, and I still believe that that number is low. Also, I believe the Rasmussen poll is wrong. 28% of Americans admit. I wasn't surveyed. I would venture to guess that everybody, virtually everybody in this country, knows somebody who has died suddenly after taking one of these poisonous bioweapon injections. More of the Stu Peter Show continues in 60 seconds.
For healthcare you can trust, go to DissidentDoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere. By visiting DissidentDoctors.com and the Wellness Company, you get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages,
vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to dissidentdoctors.com and join today.
Yesterday on the program, we spoke to Justin Finneman. He's the National Sales Director for the Clinical Division of Curable Premium CBD, and he went over 8 very specific health benefits to CBD. He actually dispelled the myths about, you know, people running around getting high on marijuana because they use CBD. It's completely false, actually. Health benefits are unbelievable. He described joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, seasonal allergies, food allergies, people who struggle with Parkinson's disease, children with ADHD. You see, these drug lords, these pill pushers, these neurotoxin advocates that pose as doctors wearing white lab coats and stethoscopes, they're zombies, they're poison pushers. They want to give you a pill or a shot for everything, which actually leads to more of the problems that they profess to be trying to treat or cure. How about natural stuff? Hemp, you know, from God's earth. All of the hemp from Curable is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Please. If you have kids and they struggle with attention, stress, anxiety, any of these things, you personally, all of these tinctures, just give them a try. Nothing to lose. It's all natural from God's earth. Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide at Curable.com. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
So in the once free land of Australia, the government of New South Wales is launching a digital ID pilot program. I can't believe it. We haven't warned about that. And the way that they're selling it to the public is that this locally stored ID will let them do things like renew their licenses over the internet or let them buy alcohol without needing a physical ID. You know, all of the conveniences of living your best life. Of course, this is a lot like how Europeans were all forced into a single currency by telling them, hey, you don't need to go change your cash at a kiosk when you're crossing the border. No, just use these minor conveniences to get people hooked on massive losses of freedom on their own. Because, of course, once these digital IDs exist, they'll only be escalated forever and forever and ever. The government will have its database of everyone's information. They'll be able to require it more and more and for more things until they have total control, essentially. Marisi is our Australian correspondent. She's been tracking all of these developments closely, of course, and she joins us now. Marisi, big shocker, I guess.
It is such a big shocker. They've been conditioning for us for this for years, Stu. Even when you go onto your telco provider's app to pay your bill, you can't do it without an ID, a unique ID to pay your bill. And it's got nothing to do with your account number. But everything that we warned about, Stu, where the killer shots are regarding the killer shots, regarding the bioweapon and everything else that you've been reporting on for the past 2 years. You know, I saw one of your Telegram posts the other day. I regret nothing that I've reported on. And I agree with you, Stu. You've been right. I've been right. We've been ahead of the game the whole time. And we're ahead of the game right now, warning people about this. We're warning that we are in the eye of the storm. We're being distracted by news like the royal family while the building blocks of technocratic totalitarianism are being set up around us step by step as we speak. Step one of the digital ID is already in place in Australia. They did it through the director's ID. I reported this on your show late last year. Fines of up to $13,000 if directors don't comply, rendering you incapable of managing your business. And if you don't comply, not only do you get a fine of up to $13,000, you also face a criminal conviction. So you don't have a choice. There is no choice to opt out of this digital prison. And that is what they're setting up. We had facial recognition backlash in Australia when that major supermarket retailers were caught scanning people's faces. I did an interview with a Silicon Valley engineer, Aman Jarvi, and he showed just how sinister this is. While AI is scanning your face every time you go in, they are monitoring your facial expressions to see how you interact with the technology around you, with the products, with absolutely everything, with human beings, so that AI can harvest that data about you and build its super Satan computer that's going to work against people. Apart from that,
Maria Z seems to be in a really bad mood today. We should send the officials to go and check on her. Didn't you see when we scanned her face, she was showing angst and she was showing concern and frustration. We should send armed people over to her house and escort her to a facility where we can care for her properly.
That, you nailed it, Stu. That's what's coming. Apart from that, they're pushing the UBIs. Updates from around the world, I can tell you that Australia introduced this idea all the way back in 2016. And then in 2021, the ABC announced with a headline, basic income is considered a radical idea. But in 2020, we lived it and some people want it back. And it's true. Kids are talking about not wanting to work now. I saw an interview on a mainstream media outlet, I can't remember where it was, of a kid saying, no, why do I need to work? The government will pay me to stay home. You'll be paid by the globalists to eat bugs in pods, and Bill Gates' patent 060606 will allow your biometric data to help you mine crypto when you do what the globalists want you to do. So, Stu, what you're saying, they monitor your face, they monitor your actions, and then they give you specific ads when you're sitting in your pod where you are rewarded for watching their propaganda because you were a good little citizen that listened to your government. Brazil, Canada, Finland, India, US, and the UK already have UBI pilots in place. Iran already has a full UBI program in force, and other countries, like my hometown in Australia, are discussing how they will implement it. This is all setting up to a complete digital prison, and we are sounding the alarm now like we did with the poison shots. People need to pay attention and stop getting distracted with nonsense in the news.
The nonsense in the news is everything that nobody's talking about at their dinner table. What people are talking about is how people are dropping dead. People at the peak of their physical condition, professional athletes all over the place collapsing, dying suddenly, unprecedented amounts of them. As a previous guest said, there's probably hundreds of them, ostensibly thousands in Europe that just haven't been reported because nobody's talking to them for whatever reason. These are soccer players are just allowed to collapse and die and then just move on. Just pretend like nothing is ever going to happen. Chris Skye was on the program yesterday talking about unified noncompliance, just saying no, and then moving into the accountability phase of all of this, which is where I've been at, my head's been at for the last 6 months or so at least, is accountability. The evidence is there. We know who these people are. We know who the evildoers are. We know the people that are responsible for murdering people. The genocide has been televised. It's there, broadcast right out in the wide open for everybody to see. There is enough evidence to convene a citizen's grand jury. We need to sit these people down in front of that citizen's grand jury. We need to give them fair trials. And then if they're convicted, they need to be appropriately punished. The death penalty absolutely needs to be on the table for this. They've committed crimes against humanity. In the states like Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis seems to be talking a good game, ramping up to a 2024 presidential announcement or something like that. His Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, talking about that if you're 18 to 39 and you're a male, you shouldn't take these shots. No. These are freaking bioweapons. They are weapons of biowarfare. Both COVID-19, whatever that is, the encapsulated, pegylated lipid nanoparticle delivering a weapon of biowarfare, aerosolized form, and the things that we consume, that we eat, that we drink. That's what this is. It's an open act of war by your Australian government, my American government, every government around the world that's participating in this digital ID, all of the transgenderism and groping and grooming and stealing and trafficking our children. All of the election stealing that they're doing right out in the wide open, all of the deaths that they have caused with their BLM and Antifa CIA created, machines of violence, just like the CIA created ISIS, beheading people in the desert. Remember that propagandist BS? All of this. We know who's done all of this. It is now time to put them on a real trial, not a show trial, not some congressional inquiry or investigation that goes on for 18 months and delivers a big fat nothing burger. Let me ask you this. When was the last time a Republican committee had made a difference in your life? You know, of course not, because you're in Australia. But the rhetorical question for the audience, when has a Republican-led investigation actually done something to benefit you in your life? Oh, wait.
Look, Stu, I may be in Australia, but I watch the United States closely. It's very dear to my heart. And I watch the absolute show that the Republicans put on pretending that they're for the people. These people are rhinos. They're not for the people. And it's absolutely clear to me that the governments that we think exist to serve us are just collecting our tax dollars to serve the globalists and serve their agenda. Can I just say, Kevin McCarthy on the WEF website, listed on there, I don't trust this man. I don't trust anyone that is selected, not elected. And until the people take power back and take control again, and until more people face the reality of what you're talking about right now and what I'm talking about, regardless of how grim it seems, until the people take back the power, this agenda is rolling ahead, full steam ahead, and it can't be stopped until the people stop it.
They're not even Republicans. And they're not even pretending anymore. They have completely abandoned you. Do you see that? If you haven't gotten it yet, your emails to your elected representative are not making a difference. Your phone calls and voicemails to your local politician or, you know, your sitting member of Congress are not getting through to them. They're not listening. They don't give a damn. They don't care because there's no recourse. And you're still voting. We're out here just voting. We're complying. We're going to comply our way out of this totalitarian takeover. We're going to vote our way out of stolen elections. How freaking ridiculous does that sound? I mean, just repeat those words in your head. Vote harder. Vote better. Try harder at the ballot machine this time. Watch them closely. Really hone in on them with your camera. Make sure that there's enforcement people there to make sure that they're not cheating. It's all being done by algorithms. It's all being done by these machines and this ballot harvesting in the middle of the night. And it's enforced by the government that doesn't give a damn about you. As a matter of fact, as long as they can take your tax dollars, launder it through Ukraine and these forever wars with the military-industrial complex, and then put it right back in their pockets, they would wish, they hate you, and would wish for you to die a slow and painful and miserable death so long as it makes them rich and powerful. This is a corporate government crime syndicate, a murderous one. And there isn't one exception in the United States Congress, not one. Not one.
Absolutely agree with you, Stu, and all the money that's being funneled to Ukraine, stolen from the people and sent to Ukraine, is, you know, under the virtue signaling cause of helping Ukraine, bravery, Zelensky appearing at the Golden Globe Awards and coming in front of the
cross-dressing
Congress in
Nazi.
A t-shirt.
Yeah, the cross-dressing Nazi who appears to, yeah, he's a fudge packer is what he is.
And Ukraine is set to be the first, and this ties into what we're talking about, the first digital prison country in the world. They've even said it. Ukraine will be the first by 2030, a full AI smart city country. That is where your money's going. That is every time the White House announces more billions of dollars, more so-called ammunition, they're sending them more money than they're sending them ammunition. And it is because this is what it's going to. They're building your digital prison. Ukraine is the test pilot. And I just can't believe what I'm witnessing
and
with
then
my very
eyes.
It's
coming right back here. It's coming right back here into the DC Beltway. Right into the pockets of these psychopaths, sycophants of the transhumanist agenda that want you dead. All these World Economic Forum people, I mean, it should have blown up everywhere, all over the place. The Speaker of the House in the United States government, the United States Congress, is a World Economic Forum elitist. He's right on their website. Eyepatch Dan, all of these people are traitors. They are enemies of the state. They hate you. They want you dead. They want your kids dead. They want nothing more than power and money for themselves. Every single one of them, there is not one exception. Name the United States Congressperson who has said anything about the declaration of biowarfare by our government against us, you and me, and my kids and yours. Name one. There isn't one. They are all your enemies. And until they are held accountable in a court of our choosing, we the people, our choosing, they will not stop until they are stopped. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
A lot of people love carbs. I love carbs. A lot of people stay away from carbohydrates because they think that they're going to get fat. People love when I say it like that. I don't know. There you go. Anyways, if you love carbs as much as I do, check this out. It's a really cool science trick that helps you actually eat carbohydrates without gaining a ton of weight. We're not kidding. Pasta, pizza, sandwiches, potatoes. You know, all of that stuff that tastes really good. We actually learned about it just the other week from a doctor, but it's super easy. He calls it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we'd spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew, thehealthyfat.com/stew. Check it out for yourself and then spread the word when you go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Oh, by the way, if you're curious as to how it works, yes, there is a full scientific explanation. We're not going to just ask you to trust us. It's pretty fascinating. Thehealthyfat.com/stew. Before we go today, I know that you won't mind me taking a brief moment to remind you to book that personal appointment of yours with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary, not some big box corporate conglomerate, big bank, heavily advertised globalist firm that, you know, is beholden to Wall Street. And Wall Street is controlled by the Biden regime, and the Biden regime is sold out to the CCP. So by de facto, your financial advisor essentially is a communist. Their hands are tied. They have to jam you into this box. Carlos Cortez can actually build a custom program around you, which means that you can also invest smartly, know what you're invested in, and only be invested in things that are congruent with your faith and with your morals and with your values so that you can sleep at night and keep your money safe in this full-blown recession headed toward a depression. Call Carlos Cortez, 813-448-3446, or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Totally free. CortezWM.com. Book your appointment with that God-fearing patriot, Carlos Cortez. CortezWM.com. We are out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.